I firmly believe that if you're not implementing all four wholesale acquisition methods I'm going to outline in this video, not only are you missing out on a lot of opportunities and leaving a lot of money on the table, but your competition is going to destroy you and leave you in the dust, because I promise you, they are implementing these four acquisition methods. I'm Jerry Norton. I make millions of dollars a year wholesaling and flipping houses. And here on my YouTube channel, I show you how to do the same. So if you want to be a flipping genius like me and live your dream life, subscribe to my channel and watch my videos. Wholesaling real estate isn't what it used to be. In the past, you could build an entire business transacting millions of dollars a year using only one primary acquisition method, the traditional low cash method. I'll explain what that is if you don't know in a minute, but today and into the foreseeable future, the low cash method won't be enough to build a sustainable business. And the reason is because other acquisition methods have become increasingly more popular that provide distressed sellers more money for their unwanted properties. You have to understand, when acquiring a distressed property, there is a direct correlation between price and motivation. The higher the motivation, the lower the price the seller will accept. And likewise, the lower the motivation, the higher the price the seller will accept. Now, understanding how motivation impacts the price is paramount to being a successful investor. To really help you grasp this concept, take a look at this graph. First, let's take a seller's motivation to sell at a discount on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 would be really low motivation to sell at a discount, and 10 would be really high motivation to sell at a discount. Now let's look at how this correlates with the price the seller is willing to accept. Level 1 would be a really low price, and level 10 would be a really high price. So if the seller's motivation was really high at a level 10, then the price he would be willing to accept would be really low at a level 1. And likewise, if the seller's motivation was really low at a level 1, then the price he would be willing to accept would be really high at a level 10. Now, with that in mind, method 1 is the traditional low cash offer. This method works when a seller has high equity and needs a fast and convenient closing to desperately solve their problem of getting rid of their unwanted property. They don't want to wait, even if waiting means they can get more money. These are sellers at a level 9 or 10 motivation. An extreme example is a pre-foreclosure seller whose foreclosure auction is on Monday, and today it's Friday. Since he only has 3 days until he loses his home, he is highly motivated to accept a fast and convenient low cash offer. Or a tired landlord who is burned out from a deadbeat tenant and just wants to be done with the property as fast as possible. What you have to understand about a highly motivated seller is peace of mind to be rid of the property now is more important than more money later. And this is traditional wholesaling. Find sellers with high motivation and offer a low cash offer. But here's the thing. High motivation sellers make up a very small percentage of distressed sellers overall, maybe 10%. What about the other 90% of distressed sellers who still want to sell but aren't at a level 9 or 10 motivation? Well, wholesalers who only follow the low cash method completely disregard them. When those sellers don't accept the wholesaler's low cash offer, the wholesaler puts those sellers in a follow-up sequence and hopes that in time, their level of motivation will go up significantly and they'll come around to a low cash offer. But the reality is, the majority of those follow-up leads never come to fruition because those sellers either never reach level 9 or 10 motivation, or they find a better solution to sell their property for more money, which I'll discuss in a second. But first, there are three fundamental problems with being a one-trick pony and only doing the low cash method. The first problem should be obvious. You're not meeting the needs of the other 90% of distressed sellers who want to sell but aren't at a level 9 or 10 motivation. Second, you're wasting so much time and money on marketing to generate leads. And then by not offering a better solution that pays more money, you're completely missing out. You did all the work. You spent money on marketing. You have a distressed seller on the phone, or you're on an appointment. They want to sell, and then your low cash offer is the wrong solution and you miss out. And the third problem with only following method 1 is you're going to become obsolete because your competition is offering and providing better solutions for their needs. These sellers are saying no to your low cash offer and yes to your competitors who are offering more money and providing better solutions. It's time to adapt or die. So, what are the other acquisition methods to learn and master? Let's discuss them now. Method 2 is what's called a novation. Novations have become very popular in recent years and will continue to become a powerful wholesaling method. Put simply, a novation is when you wholesale to a retail buyer on the MLS. How it works is you'll grant a price with the seller using a novation agreement that has a pre-marketing clause. Then you'll market the property for sale on the MLS, and when a retail buyer comes forward with an acceptable offer, you'll novate or change the buyer from you to the retail buyer with a new contract, and then you keep the difference. So for example, let's say that you agree on a price with a seller for $145,000. Then you list it for sale on the MLS and you contract with a buyer for, let's say, $185,000. After paying closing fees, commissions, maybe some miscellaneous repairs, and you give the seller the original agreed upon $145,000, you walk away with $25,000. Now, a novation is a great solution for sellers whose properties are in fair condition, maybe outdated, but still livable, and where the seller is moderately motivated, but can wait at least 90 days to close. In that example where the seller got $145,000, you provided a better solution because the seller got a lot more money than if you offered a low cash offer, and you still made $25,000 on the deal that you would have completely missed out on if you didn't know how to structure a novation. If you'd like me to cover more content on novations, leave a comment and let me know. The third acquisition method is creative financing. Now, creative is appealing to sellers who are willing to wait to get some or all of their money in exchange for a higher price. The two most common creative financing strategies are seller financing, where the seller owns the property free and clear, and subject to, when the seller has an existing loan already in place. With higher interest rates, creative financing deals are very attractive if structured right with good terms. If that's the case, you can wholesale them for a premium. Now, this is a topic I've been covering extensively here on my channel. I'll put a playlist link in the description below dedicated exclusively to learning how to structure and wholesale creative deals. And here's what's crazy. We're structuring creative deals that are at full market value and even higher, and then turning around and wholesaling them for $20,000 to $35,000. Why? Because buyers are more interested in the terms of the deal than the price. For a seller who wants to sell but doesn't need all the money right away, creative is the perfect solution. And the fourth acquisition method is actually not an acquisition strategy at all. It's not even wholesaling, but I believe it's a strategy every wholesaler should do because it's still transacting deals for a profit, just like wholesaling. The method is to list the property for sale on the MLS for a 3% commission. Of course, you have to have a real estate license to do that, but it's what we call the last ditch effort. It's our final solution to help a seller who's not highly motivated for a low cash offer, he's not moderately motivated for a novation, and he isn't willing to do creative. He's a level one on the motivation scale and wants to sell, but will take nothing less than the full as-is value for his property. In other words, an unmotivated seller looking for a retail buyer. With those sellers, we're offering to list for 3 to 3.5%. In some of my markets, like Washington State, the average homes we list are between 400 and 500,000. That means we earn between $12,000 to $18,000 in commissions, and we do several listings every month. That's comparable to a wholesale fee, and that's income we would have lost to another agent if we weren't licensed and willing to list for them. By the way, being a licensed investor is a controversial topic, but it's mostly from ignorance. I've had my real estate license for almost 20 years and my broker's license for almost 15 years, and I've never had an issue with wholesaling or investing with a license. You just have to learn how to properly disclose. Now, I did a video outlining 8 ways investors can make money with a real estate license. I'll put that video in the description box below for you and you can watch it later. So let's take a look again at our motivation versus price graph. And to illustrate the 4 different acquisition methods I just discussed and how they play a role in your overall wholesaling business model, let's put some dollar figures to this so it's a little easier to understand. Let's say that a seller with a level 10 motivation and a level 1 on price would take $25,000 to sell his property. That would be method 1, the low cash offer. And then, like I explained, as the seller's level of motivation goes down, the price he is willing to accept goes up. So a level 7 motivation would be a level 3 on price, or let's say that the price is $50,000. The wholesale method in that situation would be method 2, a novation. Next, a level 4 motivation would be a level 7 on price, which let's say that price is $75,000. In that situation, method 3 creative financing would be the right solution. And finally, a level one motivation would be a level 10 on price, or let's say $100,000. In that situation, the seller isn't motivated at all and wants a retail buyer. In that situation, method four, list the property on the MLS for a commission would be the best solution. Now, I made up those prices just to illustrate a point. As motivation goes down, price goes up. And as motivation goes up, price comes down. And with the four acquisition methods I outlined, you have a solution for every level of distressed seller. That means if you master these methods and you learn how to identify which method is appropriate for each distressed seller that you encounter, you will be unstoppable because you'll be maximizing every opportunity. If you're a new wholesaler, you may be thinking, Jerry, I'm still trying to learn method one. Now you're telling me I have to learn three more methods. Yes, I am. But like everything, start where you are. Learn method one, then learn another, then another, and so on. For example, with my partner, Chris Allen, and our team in the Gulf Coast in Florida, we're consistently doing $150,000 a month with just two of the four methods, low cash and creative. But we're about to start novations and listings. It'll take some time, but once we have all four methods dialed in, we'll be doing $500,000 a month, and then we'll keep going from there. Or don't. Keep focusing on just the low cash method, but don't complain to me when you get your butt kicked by your competition, because now you know why. And don't say, I didn't warn you. But if you're serious about building a successful six and even seven figure business, then my Fast Track Mentor Program might be a good fit for you. To learn more about how to work directly with me and my team, go to fasttrackwithjerry.com. And finally, in order to offer the right price for each of the different acquisition methods, be sure to watch this next video where I break down the different offer formulas. So watch that video now. And remember, it's not about the money. It's about having the time and freedom to be, do, and have, and give everything God has in store for you. That's what it's all about. And I'll see you on the next video.